A puff of white smoke, and Microsoft has a new chief executive. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Microsoft Board of Directors has made it official. A Microsoft insider will now run that company. As has been telegraphed in recent days, the new CEO is 46-year-old Satya Nadella, who's been running Microsoft's so-called cloud services. Colin Gillis is senior technology analyst at BGC Partners.
Satya is an excellent choice because he runs the fastest growing division of Microsoft and the piece of Microsoft that has investors most excited, and that is their enterprise business and their cloud-based business.
They say that's the way of the future, big computers in the sky. That's the direction Dell Computer is going, for instance. IBM has been trying to figure this out. He's a cloud computing guy. What do you think about the vision thing for a company as large as Microsoft?
So this is going to be the challenge that Satya faces. He has no public company CEO leadership experience. And B, he's coming into a company that still has a wide range of different interests, right? You know, Xbox and Bing, they're about to close the Nokia acquisition and get into handsets and tablets on a greater scale. There's a school of thought that says, carve those off and focus in on the core business of enterprise and cloud that gets better valuations from the marketplace and is better growing. We'll see if he's able to do that or if he chooses to do that. It's also important to remember that Satya is going to be reporting to a board of directors that will include both Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer, two people that he's worked with.
Well, one of the big challenges of succession at these big organizations is when the big folks are still around. All right, Colin Gillis at BGC Partners, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll have more in-depth on Microsoft's moment of transition in a couple minutes. All right, the stock market, awful in January. The S&P 500 went into this morning down nearly 6% in the new year. There are investors who are actually worried that what happens in January defines the 11 months that follow. Julie Neiman, the analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis, is not all that superstitious about either the calendar or the state of American factories.
Weather really did affect shipments and virtually everything right now. It's also creating a huge cost to state and local governments. It's going to affect retail sales, and inventory build for what happens to be available is going to pile up as well. So there's a knock-on effect with bad weather. This is more the true effect of what's going on, not that the economy is completely slowing down at this level.
It was a lousy Tuesday for stocks in Tokyo and Hong Kong. The Nikkei fell 4.2% and is now down 14% for the year after rising 57% in 2013. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong fell nearly 2.9% today. As we were reporting a couple minutes ago, Microsoft has named an inside candidate as CEO, Satya Nadella, of the company's enterprise and cloud services division. He'll be taking over the reins from Steve Ballmer, who dropped out of Stanford Business School to help his friend and co-founder Bill Gates build the software company. Microsoft was about 5 years old, and together they turned Microsoft into the Windows juggernaut that it once was. Marketplace's Quina Kim brings us this Ballmer retrospective.
When Steve Ballmer became the CEO of Microsoft in 2000, he became the closest thing tech had to a king, and he had a big personality to prove it. Here he is at a developers conference, all 6'5" of him, running across the stage, jumping and screaming.
I have four words for you. I love this company. Yeah!
Back then, the PC ruled in the consumer and office markets, and Microsoft owned that screen with its Windows operating system and Word. Kartik Hosaniger is a professor at the Wharton School of Business. He says it's worth remembering that Microsoft was so powerful that the government launched an antitrust investigation. At issue, whether Microsoft was creating a monopoly by bundling Internet Explorer with its Windows operating system and icing out competitors like Netscape.
In fact, the whole antitrust investigation was around whether we should break up Microsoft because it had become so powerful that nobody else could take on Microsoft.
Microsoft settled the case, and of course, that turned out to be untrue, in large part because Ballmer failed to see the radical changes that were to come. Michael Cusimano is a professor at the MIT Sloan School of Management.
Steve Ballmer was not aggressive in trying to move Microsoft to other devices or non-Windows operating systems.
While Microsoft focused on the desktop, Google took over the web and Apple remade itself into a mobile powerhouse. In 2007, when Apple introduced the iPhone, Ballmer couldn't have been cockier.
$500 fully subsidized with a plan? I said, that is the most expensive phone in the world, and it doesn't appeal to business customers because it doesn't have a keyboard, which makes it not a very good email machine.
Of course, the iPhone was a pretty good email machine, and more important, with its app store, it turned out to be a whole lot more.
He's not the technology guru. He really is a manager.
Cusumano says, to be fair, if you look at Microsoft's balance sheet, Ballmer did a good job as a business manager. In the last decade, Microsoft sales have tripled. But he says there's a growing recognition that being a good businessman doesn't make a good tech CEO. He says in the fast-moving tech industry, you need a visionary who can foresee and shape the future. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.
And Facebook turns 10 today, which is like 80 in human years. For that, check out marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.